Thank you, Lord, for every one of your children that is listening to this program today. Pray, O God, that you would bless them and strengthen them in whatever they're going through. You give them special deliverance, Lord, as we commit them in your hand this morning. We look to you now, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning to each and every one in the hearing of my voice. Once again, we're coming to you from the Joy of Living Fellowship Center at 455 North Harbor Hill Road in West Palm Beach. Praise God. The zip code is 33415. And if you do not have a home church, we are inviting you to come along and worship with us. You can contact us at the phone number of the church, 561-712-0182. Again, that's 561-712-0182. And we also have a website, which is www.joyoflivingfellowshipchurch.org. That's www.joyoflivingfellowshipchurch.org. Praise God, and it is so wonderful to be on the air. Praise God to extend the word of God to you. We truly hope and trust that you will be blessed today. Praise God. And our speaker will be in person of Bishop E. Douglas, who is our pastor. May God bless you.
Praise the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome you this morning to this program. Praise the Lord. We are trusting God for each and every one of you, that God will bless you in a special way. Praise the Lord. And this morning, our topic will be the power of prayer. Praise the Lord. Praise God, because the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 12, praise the Lord, in verse 1, the Bible tells us that Herod the king stretched forth his hand and take and killed James, praise the Lord. And when he saw that the Jews was very well pleased with what he had done, he stretched forth his hand also to take Peter. But praise God, this is what happened when we learn how to pray, and we know how to pray and trust God. Because the Bible tells us that Peter was chain, he was put in jail and chain and to soldiers, praise the Lord. But God, angel coming at night, praise the Lord, in the middle of the night, praise the Lord. And when the angel came in, he touched Peter, praise the Lord. And the reason why the angel came in, that is because the church was praying. So let me say this morning, churches, for those of you that know how to pray, if somebody is in that you know even in jail this morning, you can pray and God can deliver them in a special way. Praise the Lord. So God bless you. I will come back and pray with each and every one of you this morning. So let's go back to a moderator at this time.
Amen. We thank God this morning, reminding us of the power that we have in Christ Jesus when we pray. Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will do it for you. Praise God. And sometimes we pray and we receive the blessing, we receive the answer, and we are so surprised, like the brethren when Rhoda came to the door, praise God, and saw Peter. She was so surprised. But brethren, let us not be surprised about what God can do. Praise God. And what he's done for one, he can do it for all. If we only believe, all things are possible. So whatever your situation might be today, reach out and touch God through your prayer. As long as you're a believer, praise God, calling on the name of Jesus, praise God, sanctify and save, you can talk to God through prayer and he will hear you. Praise God, on behalf of his son. Praise God. May God continue to bless you. Praise God, as we continue to do the work of the Lord. Praise be to God. I have some more information for you. Our pastor's phone number is 561-723-9902. Praise God. And the church number again is 561-712-0182. Blessed be to God. My name is Evangelist I. Douglas. Phone number is 561-253-4722. Praise God. You can contact us, praise God, at any of these numbers, and we'll be more than happy to respond to you. If you need a special prayer, call us. Praise God. We are not too busy. We thank God for those that call in and ask for prayer. Praise be to God. And we are here for you, for each and every one of you that called. Praise God. We thank God for the wonderful time we had this weekend. Praise God. Last weekend in our pastor's appreciation. Praise God. We were truly blessed. Praise God. And everyone in the house, I believe, were truly blessed. Praise be to God. And on November 28th, we will be having a sing-along. Praise God. If you have nothing else to do, praise God, come along and enjoy some good gospel singing, some good guitar music, praise God, and keyboard. Blessed be God. You will not regret it. And December 12th, we are having a prayer breakfast, another wonderful time in the Lord. Praise God. So we pray that you will put these dates down and make them a date for the Lord, or with the Lord. Blessed be God forevermore. We also have the adoption through the One Church, One Child that is available to you, for those who are in need. Praise God to do that. Praise God. And we also have fostering available. You can reach these people through the phone numbers that I've given to you. Praise God. If you know someone that are interested, praise God, and you know they may not hear this program, you can give them this number or these numbers and have them call us. Blessed be God. We also have counseling available. Praise God. If your marriage is in trouble, give us a call. If you have children that are disobedient, teenagers, give us a call. Praise God. We can pray with you. Praise God, until you receive your blessing. Praise God. And I would like to sing you another verse of this song. Praise God. And thank God I am free. Be blessed. Like a
ladies and gentlemen, whatever you are going through, whatever the situation is, God is a miracle worker and He'll work miracles in your life. So let's look to Him now as we pray. Eternal Father and Lord God, we pray that You will touch that man, touch that woman, touch that boy and that girl this morning that are going through. I pray, O God, for a special deliverance for them. Touch them now, we pray, in Jesus' name. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that have been calling and requesting, pray the Lord want to thank you for your donation to help with this ministry, so you can send your donation to the Joy of Living Church, the Joy of Living Fellowship. Praise the Lord, and God will bless you, and we will give you a tax deduction we receive at the end of the year. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name.
Amen.